Tonight is about each other. Tonight is about relentless football. And anything about a touch of football can get knocked out tonight. Let's do what we do best on three. One, two, three.
Welcome everybody to a brand new edition of The Call, your favorite Ravens podcast. Now I know it's that time of year where, you know, you're still kind of digging the fact that you're wearing flip-flops and short-sleeve shirts, but it's also kind of the time when you're like, man, it's actually getting kind of hot and I'm kind of sick of it. And I want fall to get here. Well, that's good, because that means football season is only a week away right now. Of course, Skyping in with me on The Call is my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Hey man, just describing in flip-flops. I'm kind of on the beach right now, mentally, right?
It's okay to be mentally on the beach, but you know, when you got 100-degree days and blackouts and big storms throughout your summer, you're kind of like, all right, let's just get fall to get here a little bit quicker. But hey man, it's football time. Everybody's talking about it around Baltimore. We got the O's. I mean, they're doing well. It's kind of weird to see the O's doing well, but Ravens football is right around the corner. Training camp's in full swing right now. I got to go to training camp last Monday, and it was at the facilities in Owings Mills, and man, that place is amazing. It's so huge, and no wonder people, when they come here to tour the place and they're thinking about joining the team, they're kind of wooed by what they see right there. But you know, a lot of the stuff going on at training camp right now is seeing what the rookies can do and what the undrafted guys can do. Is there anybody in your mind right now that kind of stands out and that you actually want to see on that field next week?
Well, I tell you what, who's going to stand out right now? If you go back 2 years ago, one of our draft picks, Sergio Kindle. I'm very, very excited to see him, what he can do. From what I hear the chatter, his best practice ever. And obviously he hasn't had too many practices as a Raven, but I'm looking for a strong showing this year from Sergio. Being that we're missing our defensive player of the year, Terrell Suggs, with the drafting of Courtney Upshaw, we're going to need some help in that area. And, you know, I'm very excited to see what he can bring to the table in the next couple of weeks with these training camps, with these preseason games. If he looks as explosive as what these coaches are saying, I think we're in for a treat.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's good that somebody like him is having a good training camp, because a guy that there's a lot of talk about ever since that Terrell Suggs injury, Courtney Upshaw, he hasn't been practicing the last couple days. When I was there on Monday, he was there in just training pants and his jersey. He was not practicing at all. So there's a little bit. I think he has a right shoulder injury, has a bit of a stinger that he's working out now. And they're hoping that he'll still be able to be there during the preseason, one or two of the games. But something that really came to mind this time around, I heard an interview with a guy, Tandon Doss, who didn't really see any play last year, but he seems super talented, and you've seen some of his work on YouTube and stuff like that. He seems like he has a lot of talent there, and he's waiting to get on the field, and I'm hearing that he had a good training camp, except for getting injured the last week or so. But he brought up the fact this is his second year, but this is like his first real training camp because of the lockout last year. So besides just the fact that these guys are rookies, you got second-year guys coming in now who are kind of rookies too because they didn't experience training camp yet. Do you think that has a factor on some of the guys in training camp right now?
It's a big factor, obviously, Brandon. If you think about that, you're right. Last year, we were sterile, clamoring at the edge of our seats. Are we going to have a football season? Oh, my God, what's going to happen? And these guys were locked out, couldn't practice. They had to practice on their own. Now that we've gotten together, the team is actually implementing their game plans, what we want to do. We're seeing great things. And you're right, Tim Doss has been looking sharp. Second year, he's looking great from what I hear about the coaches. He made some nice catches in traffic, you know, made some sharp cuts, sharp turns, and you know, we need some depth at wide receiver. I mean, obviously, with the addition of Jacoby Jones, we're going to look great. I'm fired up about seeing that, I think, with the deep threat with Torrey Smith, even. And then Bolden's going to, you know, obviously have that there. And then, you know, with our tight ends as our outlet, Joe Flacco has so many weapons around us right now. Like Bolden said, this might be the best receiver since he's been there. And I think I have to nothing but believe him on that. I'm fired up. And I'm excited to see what Tandon Doss and Laquan Williams, even, if you remember Laquan Williams forced that fumble, you know, on that kickoff return against New England in the AFC title game. It's going to look great. You know, next Thursday night's going to prove a lot to us going into the second and third week in training camp.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a plenty of guys, like you just said, Laquan Williams. He was a guy who we know a lot about because he's a local guy, but he was playing a lot of offense at the practice that I was seeing. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with him. But I really am excited to see what happens with Jacoby Jones. Now, there's been a lot of controversy around this guy, and that he's good, not great, and that he's okay, and he's not really a Raven, but from what I saw on Monday, this guy seems like he really wants to be here and that he's excited to be here. And he's got a former teammate, Vontae Leach, here, who I read an article earlier this week where Jacoby Jones said that Vontae Leach just called him and said, "Get here now," and then just hung up. So, I mean, Jacoby Jones seems like he's somebody who wants to be a part of this organization. He wants to play football, and that's what you need to be a Raven, really, is that you need that drive and that want to be here. You can't just kind of coax through it. From what I understand at training camp and what I saw on Monday, Joe Flacco and Jacoby Jones already have a good relationship together. They're talking. He's passing the ball to Jacoby Jones, and he's catching. I mean, that was a big thing. His hands were always a problem, but he's working on it, and he is trying to get better. So he's another guy that I'm really excited to see what he brings to the table.
You're right, Brandon. Speaking of catches and drops, Coach Harbaugh did say that this offseason we're going to emphasize that, especially so agonizing with the Evans drop in that past NAC Taylor game. Again, fans, I really hate to bring that up. It gets me, but again, it's reality. It happened. And this is what Ray Lewis said at the end of that game and that speech, is we need to build on that. Don't hide your head down. This is what they're doing. They're working at camp. We're getting it fixed. We're getting it right. It's time to build on that. All right, if a drop pass or a missed kick, that's why they're bringing Justin Tucker. And I hear he's giving Cundiff a run for his money, speaking of the kickers and going in another competition. Billy Cundiff's job's not safe, and these guys got to earn it. These guys might be stars, and, it might be a cakewalk, for some of stars like Flacco, Ray Rice and Ray Lewis. Of course, Ed Reed, they're all safe, but, these guys got to fight for their jobs, and Cundiff missing that quick, that's a chip shot of a field goal, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see, and if Tucker puts pressure on him, we might be an ECU kicker in Baltimore this season.
Oh, yeah, and that's what you really need behind Cundiff right now, is somebody right behind him saying, "Hey, I want to play football too. I want your job," and that's what it is. It's dog-eat-dog world out there. But, from now on, let's just call that Patriots game the unfortunate incident, because I don't even want to talk about it being a championship game and, one pass away from the Super Bowl.
I thought the unfortunate incident was the Mayflower truck leaving, Brent.
That was the hidden incident where it was by the dark of night.
Yeah, we'll sweep that one under the rug. Water under the bridge on that. Some fans might be salty, including myself. But hey, it's Ravens Town. It's a brand new season upon us. I'm very excited, and going back and recapping everything, and people probably wonder what about Terrell Suggs. I've been trying to dig on some news. I've not heard anything. Last I saw footage, maybe a week or two ago, he was walking into the castle, bag in hand, walking in, no boot, no crutches. So and I hear he's doing some rehab. He's ahead of schedule. Let's see where he comes in, because if we can get some help in the pass rushing with Upshaw and Kendall, if they bolster that, he comes back in the late season, we might be primed for a good run, Brandon.
Oh, absolutely. Terrell Suggs, he said early on that I'm going to be in a Ravens uniform by the end of 2012, and that he's right. Expecting it to be in November. Now, even he, the last couple of weeks, has backed off of that, saying maybe it won't be November. But there's no doubt in my mind, before the football season's over, Terrell Suggs is going to be back on the field. Now, what we'll see from him is it's all going to depend on how he feels and what he's doing, because the Achilles tendon, and that's a bad injury. That's something very serious. So we'd have no idea how this is going to affect his game. I don't know if we're going to see the Terrell Suggs of old. I hope we do, but you never know.
You're right. You never know, and it remains to be seen. And back into my mind, switching gears a little bit, going back to some off-season news. I know a lot of fans have been giving me some input on Ed Reed's recent comments, and flip-flopping again, pulling a kind of semi-Brett Favre. I want to retire. I don't know if I want to be here. And then he shows up to camp. He's kind of whining about his contract a little bit. I don't blame him. Again, these guys always say it's a business to run. They got to make the money now, like Ray Rice, almost holding out right to the deadline. I'm glad he got signed. I'm very ecstatic about that. Ed Reed wants to be a Raven. He's going to be a Raven for life, fans. He's not going anywhere. I'm fired up about that, because I kind of ignore what he's saying, because I know it's Ed being Ed. He's earned that right. I mean, he's one of the best safeties in the NFL, if not the best safety in the NFL. He holds many records. We've known what he's done. We've seen it across the years. So just let it play out. He'll be here. He'll be a Raven. He'll get his money. Joe Flacco get his extension. We're not worrying about that. I'm worrying about, you know, his training camp, position battles, you know, the contracts and money, you know. But yeah, it is a topic of discussion because we need to know. You know, we want to know if these guys are going to be in Baltimore and help our team out for years to come. You know, in Ozzie we trust around here, and I think it's going to be great for us this coming season. And I'm looking forward to camp on Saturday. I'm going to M&T Bank Stadium. I'm going to be taking a lot of notes, looking for these position battles, and might even get some interaction with the fans and see what the word is on the street down in Charm City.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. I wish I could be there on Saturday. Unfortunately, I got something else I have to do on that day. But, I mean, it's going to be great having the fans back at M&T Bank, tailgating, having a good time before the games, and seeing everybody come in for practice and get to see a lot of these guys. It's going to be good for the players, too, because you'll be in that stadium setting. Of course, it won't be sold out, you know, with so many Raven fans. But I think last year they got 10, 11,000 people in there, and you'll see how loud it gets. So I think it's good for the players as well.
It is, and of course, you know, it brings that connection back with the fans and the team, and we are as one with the city. You know, back in, I remember my fan days, you know, I'm still a big fan, you know, I'm never going to give up my fan card about that, and, you know, my connection was to that team. You know, going to training camp, taking weeks vacation, going out to Westminster, it was an event. You know, getting up early, going out there, getting autographs, slapping hands with the players, it was a joy. You know, that brought out the kid in me, because I get excited, and I think that brings back the connection. That's what the team's trying to do, but look what happened last year, and I think I've heard from several inside sources. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to side with the team. They've had some sharp practices, and look what happened last year, even with the condensed season. They practiced at the Castle, and we made it to AFC title game. I think we're in some good things, and if we let this team do what they want, you know, to accomplish this year, I think we're in for a treat, Brandon. I see big things, and I think we're going to get over that hump, the expectation, and let's move the party down to New Orleans this year.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to be great. New Orleans is such a great town. But like you were saying, a lot of fans, they're going to go down to M&T Bank Stadium, but a lot of people, they kind of have a bad taste in their mouth over the whole training camp thing not being in Westminster anymore. Because like you said, people take whole weeks off, and they go check it out, and they have a good time. So a lot of fans kind of felt like the Ravens almost were, you know, giving them, like slapping them across the face, saying, we're not a part of this anymore. Now, I was lucky enough that I was actually picked in this lottery drawing that they had, so I actually got to see practice at the complex, at the Castle, and it was an amazing experience. I mean, they've got three football fields behind the Castle. These guys are coming out, and there wasn't a lot of interaction. Like, the fans were quiet, kind of talked to themselves. There was tons and tons of security. Like, if you got your phone out to check the time, the security was, like, on you saying, put it away now, because you weren't allowed to take pictures or anything or tweet.
I heard they went at one of the meeting members even eat a popsicle.
Yeah.
That's how high tight the security is.
Yeah, it was a lot of security. The players really didn't interact with the crowd, which I was a little upset about. I thought, like, players might wave or stuff like that, but they all kind of had their backs towards us as the fans were watching. So it was kind of like you were at, like, the aquarium or something against glass, where, like, they didn't know you were there. The only person that really said anything to the fans was Coach Harbaugh, and he just said, go Ravens, and raised his hands and asked if everybody was ready, which was cool. That would be my only gripe, that if it still felt a little disconnected with the fans. But I was lucky enough to go. I'm not saying anything bad about the situation at all, because I know you entered like every single day like me, and I'm lucky enough to get picked, and I was able to see this practice, and not a lot of people had that chance to. So I feel very lucky about that, and that it is a lot of fun. That place is really cool to go see a practice at. But hopefully this M&T Bank Stadium practice will help a lot of people kind of connect with the team again. And they have another one, which is at the Navy Stadium down in Annapolis. And then they did another lottery drawing, where one's going to be at Stevenson University at their new facility, which is another great stadium for a college team. But that holds like 3,000 people. So people had a couple times to get in that lottery, and hopefully some people were able to get tickets for it.
Absolutely, and that's a treat, and I'm glad you're one of the fans to get down there. And you know, I hear a lot of great things about the Castle. It's very interesting to hear about the experience there. Here it's a state-of-the-art facility. A lot of, you know, newbies come in with the rookies and the free agent, the veteran free agents, and they're just wowed about how immaculate it is, how incredible of a facility this, you know, first-class team we have here in Charm City. I'm very proud of that, and it speaks volumes up from Bishotti on down to the assistant coaches to the players. You know, we run a great organization, and what better to have it than have a great facility for our players to even have, you know, their practices in and their meetings. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm just, like I said, Brandon, I'm very excited. I'm pumped up. Football's back. we're back to football in 2012. Let's go.
Well, I'm happy to hear you're excited. I'm excited. I don't know anybody who loves football more than you. So this is going to be a great season, and I know you love the Ravens just like me. So next Thursday, it's August 9th. It's the first preseason game. It's the Ravens versus the Atlanta Falcons. Locally in Baltimore, it's going to be on Channel 2 ABC. And they're going to do like a pre-show at 7 o'clock, and then the game's supposed to start at 7:30. So make sure you check your listings. Make sure you get all your information that you want to get about the Ravens. Make sure you're sitting down in front of your TV or at a bar or something at 7:30 to watch the game. There's plenty of guys to look out for. We talked about Jacoby Jones. He might get a quarter or two. But we didn't even talk about some of the other rookies, like the guy's name who I can't say, K.O. That's his nickname. And like Asa Jackson. Those are two names that I'm hearing a lot of that have had really good training camps so far. So a lot of people they dog on preseason games, saying it's not really football or whatever, but this is the rookies, man. These guys are fighting for jobs, so I think it's just as important because this is what's going to shape your team.
It is. It's speaking about shaping teams, you just mentioned a couple position players, Caligio Smelly. I think
you can say his name. I can't do that.
I practice it, trust me. I looked in the mirror and said Caligio Smelly. Trust me, I had to get that one down. But speaking of Caligio Smelly, the offensive line was one of our biggest issues. A lot of things happened with a minor accident to Brent McKinney. I know everybody's panicking. He wasn't showing up to training camp on time. Harbaugh, I can sense it a little bit. He was a little bit upset about that. Who wouldn't be? We need to get that situated. But we moved Orr back to his blind side, if you will, back in his regular position on left tackle. McKinney's on the right. That's what we're looking at right now, and I'm hoping that line's intact. You know, Joe Flacco's saying that he's not worried about it, and I wouldn't be worried about it. You know, this team minus the Grubbs a year ago, we blocked for Flacco, had an AFC Championship appearance again. That's one of the key things I want to watch this offensive line. Who's going to win these battles? Who's going to be blocking? And will Flacco be upright, not running for his life? Because that's going to be a very, very key component to our success here.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. This is going to be a fun preseason. It's going to be great to see some of these new guys. Did we cover everything? Did we miss anything we want to talk about?
I think we got all base covered. I mean, we can probably go for hours, Brandon, back and forth on, you know, I'm sure I could talk all night long. I mean, I think about pretty much, you know, a recap for now. We'll leave more on the table for next week. You know, I'll be, you know, sharing my experiences at camp on Saturday. And then we got the preseason game on next Thursday, and we're going to be looking forward to some good things in Baltimore. We're back to football here in Baltimore, and I'm putting a little plug there. Our Orioles are doing great. Go Orioles. I can't remember the last time they were this far into the season, and they got my interest, and I've been wearing my orange and black and rooting them hard, supporting as always, and looking forward to some good things, and happy Purple Friday, everybody. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great year, man. Of course, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people follow you for all your Ravens insight on Twitter?
On Twitter, my Twitter name is ItalianGQ52. You'll look me up, and you'll be seeing a lot of Ravens posts.
All right, that's awesome, man. Now, of course, if you want to know more about The Call or any of the other shows on the @BrandoCash Network, go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash, and you'll have up-to-date information about when stuff's being released and everything like that. Now, if you are listening to the show right now on Podbean, make sure you go over to iTunes later in the week and look up The Call and click subscribe. It's absolutely free on iTunes, and the great thing about this is you click subscribe once, and every time there's a brand new episode, it downloads automatically into your iTunes, and you can listen to it wherever you go. It's on-demand radio, pretty much. That's what The Call podcast is all about. And so that's something very important to do. Our first episode is going to be under review for about 2 to 3 days with Apple, and then it'll show up on iTunes, and that's where you'll find all of the rest of the episodes as we go through football season. So make sure you stay tuned to us on Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash to find all the information when it does get approved by Apple, and then click subscribe in iTunes. So that's going to pretty much do it for this week of The Call. Josh, thanks so much for talking football with me, man.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me again, Brandon. It's good to be back. It's going to be a great ride.
All right, go Ravens.
Go Ravens.
This has been a production of the @BrandoCash Network.